I want to take you to Isaiah chapter 61 today. It's actually the portion of scripture that Yeshua read when he went into the temple and really was announcing the fact that he's the Messiah of Israel, because this was known as a messianic portion of scripture to the Jewish people. And so this is what the scripture says that Isaiah spoke, and then Yeshua quoted it when he came into the temple, or the synagogue rather. The Spirit of the Lord, Jesus read, quoting from Isaiah 61:1, is upon me because the Lord has anointed me. And I want to focus today upon that word anointed. You see, anointings are for a specific purpose. Yeshua went on to say, because the Lord has anointed me, and then he told us what the anointing was for. He continued to say, to bring good news to the afflicted. I'm reading again the portion that Jesus quoted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and freedom to the prisoners. So notice that Jesus said that the Spirit of the Lord was upon him and had anointed him too. So anointings come to equip us to fulfill a purpose. Jesus was the Father's servant. So I want to ask you today, beloved one, this question. Where is your anointing? Meaning, where are you anointed? Every single one of us that truly are born again, we are anointed for something. There's a special gifting, a special anointing. The scripture says that the Spirit has given to each one, every single one of us, some type of spiritual gifting to serve the Father in the body of Christ, in the body of Messiah. I want to ask you to seek, if you don't know already, what is the specific gifting and talent that the Lord has imparted to you? Where are you anointed? What are you anointed to do? Where is your strength? And then ask yourself, how can I use this anointing practically to serve the Father by serving the body of Jesus? All of us are called to serve. Many of us, all we're doing is we're receiving. But it's more than that. We have to ask ourselves, where am I anointed to serve? Jesus said, greater is the one that serves than the one that is served. Beloved, where is your anointing? Let's locate it, and then let's step out and serve people by the strength God gives us.